Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. You know, it's I'd show you how great the weather is right now, but I have to turn my computer around and everything, but it's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's a little gray here. I'd show you. It's just a gray blob of windows. Yeah. You look comfy, though. Is this like we had Hoodie Mellow? Is this hoodie hoodie flare?
I always have a hood on. It's just, if I wear a sweatshirt or something, I feel like I always have it on, so I'm gonna take it off. But it just, I don't know. It's comfy. I don't know what it is.
Where are you coming from right now? Are you in the home office? Give us an idea of a day in the life of Quarantine Jack.
For a while, I was in my brother's room, and then moved into the guest house at my mom's house. So, you know, we're making it happen. We're making it work. But just been here for the last, 3 months in now? Feels like.
What size bed are we working with? We're not like twin bed, are we?
Nah. We got a queen in there. I think we got a queen bed in there working. We're doing it just fine. We're surviving. You know, she's cooking. My brother does most of the cooking. She makes all the desserts, but you know, she's trying to be dangerous. Huh?
So give me, what's the best thing your mom makes? What's the best thing your brother makes? And can you?
My mom makes is brown.
Can you provide any assistance?
I eat it. Nah, my best thing my mom makes is her brownies, hands down. And anybody who's ever had anything from her will agree with that. She makes good cookies and whatnot, but just brownies. And she makes some good Brussels sprouts too. My brother, he makes a lot of chicken. He makes some pasta, but his broccoli, when we do a whole thing like chicken, broccoli, some couscous or rice, he makes some good broccoli, like when he, I don't know, whatever he does to it. I asked him to help one day, and he was like, no, I got it. I was like, all right, well, that's the last time I asked you to help. Like, I'll do whatever you want. And he said, no, I got
Sous
it.
Sous chef.
He was running back and forth. I was like, what, can I help you? And he said, no. And I said, all right. So I had my computer right there, flipped it up, and was just working while he cooked. I was like, this is your choice. So, you know, I don't really get a say in it. He enjoys cooking, so.
You can DJ while he cooks. But it can be tough, man, especially when, you know, a lot of us are hanging out and in free time, you can't really do much. You guys would be so regimented right now. You know, we'd be, 6 weeks, almost 2 months into the season. And pretty much for you, I know your meals, your workouts, pretty much your entire days are accounted for. What's been the challenge of having just a bunch of free time and not having that kind of regimented schedule? I know you're still working out, you're still getting your work in, but totally different than if you were 6 or 7 weeks into the season.
I mean, it's different. You know, if I was a hitter, I'd probably be hitting every single day. Like, if that was my job, I would probably be hitting 4 or 5 times a day. I'm just saying, if that was my job, I can only throw a baseball so many times in a day. I can only go through my – I mean, I could go through my delivery all day, but to a certain point, like, you hit a wall. But that's how I would kill the free time if that was my job. But that's the hardest thing, is just having the free time, figure out what am I going to do during that time. What am I going to do? You know, I started off with movies. Then I watched The Wire. That took up a whole lot of time. It was great. And but then I was like, all right, I
Awesome.
want to move on to like something else. I was like, I
It's
won't.
heavy too.
Yeah. And I won't watch multiple things that way. I won't watch multiple shows. If I'm like, if I'm set
Yeah.
on something, I won't watch multiple things. Like I'll have maybe something else like a filler, but
You just want to go.
yeah, I was set and I watched The Wire and I had movies.
Dude,
I
that's
just
one of
had a,
those shows too that you got to be like locked in every episode. You can't be on your phone. You're going to miss
I didn't,
something.
yeah, I didn't realize it at first. Like I, because I had watched the first couple episodes a couple times in the past. And then I rewatched first episode. I didn't really pay attention the first couple of the first season.
Yeah.
And because I'd seen them, they're a little slow. And then you get a couple seasons in and you're like, okay, like I probably should have paid attention more when this happened and that happened. There's five different storylines going on at once. And you're like,
Yeah.
all right, I'm lost. I need to watch that again. But it was good. It, don't get me wrong. But I was like, I was ready to be done and try to move on and like do something else. So I just read a book. I'll probably read another one. I haven't started nothing else. But
You got to kind of grind through season two a little bit, and then it gets crazy.
different. Yeah, season two is different. And then yeah, season three when they introduce
It gets nuts.
Marlo. Yeah, it gets
Yeah,
crazy.
Marlo, and then it's Chris and Snoopy. Yeah, it's crazy. Can you were mentioning movies. I know that we all love sports movies, but do you find that you get like overly critical of sports movies or action sequences in sports movies or sports TV shows when it's like, come on, it just looks
I
corny. Has
mean,
being a pro changed that for you?
I don't think being a pro, I just think always it's been that way. When it's so blatantly obvious, then it's like weird. But movies do that with time. They do that, but see, they do that not only with sports, they do that with everything, you know, even in like you know, kind of a shootout or a gunfight, like
Yeah.
those things last in real life like 2 to 3 seconds. Like
Yeah.
it happens and it's done. It's
They're not
not
like
like,
dodging bullets. Yeah.
yeah, it's not like that happens over a 5 minute sequence, but they draw it out and they do that. And they do the same thing with movies. You know, you look up and there's, you know, 5 seconds on the clock and dude makes moves and you're like, all right, that's definitely been 5 seconds.
Been way
And
longer.
like there are 3 seconds left and you're like, all right, well. But you know, sometimes make it obvious, like but there's certain movies, you know, baseball movies are hard to really
Yeah.
get like everything right and look like you know what you're doing. I think they do a good job with most basketball and football movies.
Yeah, that's
Baseball.
why like I think like the one that did it the best and the shows or movies that do it the best, like one of my favorite shows is Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
And like the actual football wasn't like the focus. They'd show like a quick cut or they'd show the guys on the sidelines. But they wouldn't show like a guy running a route, or they wouldn't show
No,
a
they
guy
did.
trying to throw a pass.
Yeah, they did very little of that. Friday Night Lights is a great show.
So here, so I got one for you. Give me your top three characters from TV or movie, sports TV or sports movie, best athletes.
Best athletes?
Like the
Wow.
characters.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. It's so hard, but there's so many in basketball.
Yeah, that's true.
There is
Well,
so football.
oh,
I
like
think the
Willie
first one that
Beaman,
comes,
Any Given Sunday.
well, the first one that comes to mind is Boobie Miles, honestly. That's
It's
the
a good
first
one.
one
It's a great
football that
movie.
comes to mind
Friday
is
Night
Boobie
Lights again.
Miles.
How about in the TV show? I'd go to war with Tim Riggins, man.
100%. How do you have to go to war with Tim Riggins? You gotta go to war with Tim Riggins. Like that's your that dude has your back for sure. Boobie Miles,
Trying to
Tim
think.
Riggins. Oh man, who am I missing? Who am I? Oh goodness. I gotta go to the basketball.
Yeah.
Hoosiers, glory
Jesus
road.
Shuttlesworth,
Yeah,
man.
Jesus Shuttlesworth, man. How do you Jesus Shuttlesworth? What's the dude's name in White Men Can't Jump?
Oh, yeah. I don't know his name, but I know what you're
Problem is,
saying.
I'm blanking on names right now.
Michael Jordan from The Last Dance.
Michael Jordan Space Jam.
There are some guys, though, that can pull it off. Bill Murray and Space Jam.
Guy played 1 minute, had the steal, had the assist. That's as efficient as it comes.
That's efficiency. That's PER. I'm a Monstars guy, though.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Trying to think other basketball movies, though. And not like goofy ones. Like, I'm not taking Air Bud. Bow Wow, like Mike. I'm trying to think of other really good basketball movies outside of He Got Game.
No, there's too many. He Got Game.
It'll come to me while we're chatting here.
Hoosiers.
Baseball, who's the most Coach convincing Carter. In Yeah, that's a Coach good Carter, one. Hoosiers. Coach Carter.
Glory Road is based off that's a real
But like Hoosiers, they're not like none of them are like that good.
Right.
Crisp bounce passes.
But like Uncle Drew had a movie. He had a movie.
What about baseball? What's the most, not the best, but what's the most like convincing, or if there is such a thing, the baseball movie that kind of gets it? Would it be Bull Durham and like the grind through the
Bull
minors?
Bull Durham and For Love of the Game, like,
yeah,
those two.
Dude, Costner's done a ton of them. Field of Dreams, Bull Durham, The Rookie, ton of them.
Dude in the Natural, or Dude in the Natural was.
Oh, Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Henry Rowan Gardner in Gardner. Rookie of the Year.
Yep. There's a bunch. If you ask me to pick three.
Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah, you asked me to pick three. I think Booby Miles and Tim Riggins are.
Those are tough to beat. Yeah, and then Jesus Shuttlesworth. That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's freaking Ray Allen, man. And he pulled it off. He was a good actor, too.
Yeah.
You ever hear the story that, like, Denzel was, like, getting so mad during those takes that he was almost, like, physically harming Ray Allen because he's so competitive.
Nah,
he was so pissed
that.
Off. And he was going at him, like, full speed, man. Full speed.
Of course he did. He went at him, you know. That's the way it should be, though. You can't show him no love. But that's funny. That's funny that he was like that.
Anyone reached out to you about any acting or cameo stuff or doing stuff like that in your downtime?
Nah, because nobody can do anything right now. You know, I got like everybody that's in that kind of world is like, yeah, we don't know when. Like shooting and anything is like all the stuff that goes on set, like everybody's around each other, like they're trying to figure out ways to do it. They're like, they don't know when that's gonna happen.
Your modeling career's on hold.
Everything that we're doing is on hold, man. Most importantly, baseball. But you know, it's not like there's nothing we can do right now. It's just a wait. Everything is just waiting right now.
You know, I was catching your and speaking of basketball. Let's see. I might text someone this Zoom link and maybe we'll get a drop-in visitor. If you think you can impress with anyone that would drop in, shoot them a link. But check this out. I was watching your Instagram live stuff you were doing with MLB on their Instagram. And, man, you had an awesome chat with Big Shot Bob, with Robert Horry.
Yeah.
Talking about don't think and talking about, you know, pressure situations. But the best part was you retweeted a video that he put up on his social, like an inspirational video, and he's just dropping buckets on his kids' heads on his court outside.
So it was an ad for Walmart. They were recreating his big shots, and so they were trying to do the best they could because they couldn't have other people come over to like do it. So they had limited number of
but
people.
he was dropping bombs.
Oh yeah. They did the whole thing. It was awesome. He still got it, but he likes to talk, you know. I asked him, I didn't even have to ask him. He just went to the you know, I was going to get there of, all right, would you guys have beaten MJ and the Bulls in those years? And he was ultra confident, as he is, like, yeah, 100%. And I said, I'm not going to say no. I'm going to let you have yours. He said Hakeem would have been the difference. He said they would have had no answer for him. Like,
see, I kind of get that. And I wonder what would have happened the 2 years that Jordan was gone. But I also wonder, like, if you had straight through and you had a mix of the guys from the first three teams and the last three teams, like, the Bulls could throw out some lineups that were a problem, man. Like, defensively, when you're thinking about, like, Harper, Jordan, Pippen, Kukoc, Rodman, that's, like, the Warriors right now. Like, playing small ball, but long, and what they can do defensively. Yeah. Oh, like, the Warriors defensively 3 years ago, like, that's matchup nightmares. And then they can go big with, you know, Longley. They could go big with Cartwright and Grant in the first three championships.
No, they were elite defensively. I mean, they had the length. They had it all. The Jazz
scored 54 points in a finals game.
I mean, you look at some of the scores from those games, like, you know, a lot of them were in the 80s, 80s, 90s. You know, their whole thing with the Jazz was don't let them score 100. One of the best offensive teams in the league. But Rob wasn't even pointing to, like, he was just talking about, you know, he'd gone through a three-peat. He'd gone through all these, like, fatigue would have just set in at some point. Like, they would have gotten burnt out, like all those guys.
Well, he didn't skip games either. There was no load management, you know, and they were also playing internationally and they were playing preseason, like.
Yeah, so he just felt like more than anything, he said fatigue would have set in and we were really good.
Yeah.
And he firmly believed that they would have got him. I couldn't dispute it with him. I couldn't sit there and be like, man, you're crazy. And there's things he'll tell me he's crazy about, but not that one. I was just like, I'll let you.
Amen. I would have loved to see it. I would have loved to see it. I mean, you saw, like, you know, Jordan obviously not having his legs when he came back, but I would have loved to just see those Bulls teams against those Rocket teams. Or even the Bulls have another go-round with the Magic, you know, at full strength.
Yeah. That would
have been great, too.
Yeah. I mean, just from, like, for somebody like me, obviously I wasn't even born for most of it, and then I was super young for the very end of it, like, just born. So, and all you do is you hear about it, you hear the stories, you hear, you know, how good he was and what he was able to do, and, you know, people talk about this and that, and then to actually hear it from those guys and hear their perspective and hear about, you know, what happened, what went on, what it was like, you know, what was MJ like during these times, what was he like as a teammate, and, like, actually hearing that, it was just cool to see, like, you know, it didn't change our mind on anything. It was just, I was really just watching it to be like, okay, what was it really like? Like, I wasn't around for it, so to hear their perspective,
social media, no camera phones,
yeah, none of that. And, you know, he speaks on a lot of things, and, you know, one of the big things he speaks of was, like, you know, my play did everything for me. You know, my play took care of everything else in regards to, you know, him being this global icon. It started with that. And well, I actually think some of the reporters talked, like, he talked about it, and some of the reporters talked about, there was no social media. There was no way to, like, promote and brand yourself, like, through that. Like, it was all, like, he's like, my play did my talking. He's like, if I would have sucked, like, none of this would have happened. So it's just interesting, like, the way kind of things have maybe shifted a little bit. But I think that at the end of the day, it comes down to that. Like, your play is going to take care of everything for you going forward.
There was no brand. There was Michael Jordan, the basketball player, and then the other stuff came.
But it turned into a brand. Like, that's just
because
he was really good. He was really good, and he was that good.
Yeah.
You got MJ and Bird being like, this guy's just better than us, you know? And
yeah.
Those are two all-timers.
Even, like, the story of how he landed with Nike, you know? He was, like, almost forgotten, and Nike took a chance on him, you know? And everyone was just Converse or Adidas, and nobody really had their own shoe, and it was because of how he played that then all of that came from his play.
How about that for Adidas? How much different the world would have been if MJ went to Adidas?
Have you ever met Sonny Vaccaro? It's a trip, man. He talks about that. And, like, who knows what would have happened to Nike, you know? Who knows?
Yeah.
Just it's crazy because now you think about brands in the world. It's what, like, Google, Apple, Nike.
Nike's right there.
Amazon. What did you think of did you know how close he and Kobe were? Because I don't think I realized that until hearing what Jordan said at the memorial, but also seeing what Kobe said in the doc. And, you know, I always thought it was kind of a rivalry. And Jordan, even at that first All-Star game, was like, that little Laker boy is going to be putting up 20 shots or whatever. But I didn't realize how close the two of them were. And Jordan talked about, you know, Kobe making him want to be a better person, a better family man. And I had never really known any of that or the impact they had on each other until recently.
So I think just following Kobe's career, like, I had an idea of how close they were, you know. Obviously in that All-Star game, everybody was kind of afraid of MJ, or they had
this great battle.
And Kobe was just like, I don't really care. Like, I'm going to go at him. He's going to come at me. Like, he's probably going to get his, but he was asking him questions like, all right, and I don't know, you know, maybe other guys around the league just didn't ask him, but he asked him, and MJ told him, like, well, I feel you with my legs. And, like, you know, as he's talking about in the post, he's like, I feel with my legs. And then he just kept asking him questions. And then, like, so, you know, they built a relationship. And, you know, they were competitors with each other, no doubt. And when they would go at it during the season, they 100% went at it. But I think they built that relationship where, you know, they had the type of relationship where Kobe could ask him questions and MJ would answer. And, but at the same time, they were still competitors with each other. And I think, like, the friendship, whatever you want to call it, friendship, brotherhood, whatever, developed away from the basketball court and just kind of grew. And obviously they weren't in it at the same time. They weren't, you know, going at it at the same time, really. Like, it was the beginning of Kobe. MJ was still in, you know, peak MJ at that time, but I definitely knew that they were close. And
I think it's like any walk of life.
Idolized them. What was that?
Yeah, and like any walk of life, right? Like, the people that are the absolute best at what they do, whether it's business or athletics or anything, if you're the absolute best, you're probably, your peer group and the people that you lean on are probably going to be the folks that are also the absolute best.
Yeah, and I think it was just one of those. MJ recognized, you know, this dude's cut from the same cloth. Like, this dude's the same. Like, he gets it.
Just win it all.
He probably didn't open up to many people. He probably didn't open up to a bunch of guys. And then, you know, this dude comes along. Now, if they had come in the league around the same time and it was a similar situation as MJ versus Clyde, I'm sure MJ would have been like,
he'd be crushing Kobe on the dock right now.
Yeah, he'd be like, ain't no way I'm gonna tell him anything. He may, I don't know. It would have been interesting.
It's a good point.
Because obviously, you know, everybody talks, you know, he wasn't friends, he wasn't buddy buddy with this guy and that guy. I just think it was he did it in a different way, you know. People wanted to point at him playing golf with Danny Ainge before the game against the Celtics when he put up whatever it was.
63.
Yeah, he put up the 63 and he told him and let him know, like, I got something for him. And there was still – but it was like – it wasn't like it was a – seemed didn't seem like it was a friendly game of golf. It was like, yeah, we're going
to – Probably took his money.
Yeah. He got his money took and he's like, all right, watch. And then he went out, put it up. And was like, look, but there was nothing on the basketball court of like, yo, we ain't got no friends out here. And that's just the way it was. But you could see him with Larry and Magic, and when they'd go do the Team USA stuff, like, they were cool. They're laughing with each other. They understood. And then they get competitive in practice and whatnot. And
practice game.
Yeah, but he didn't, it wasn't really like he needed to be liked by everybody. I think they liked his competitiveness and how he played the game, but he wasn't looking to be, you know, he wasn't looking to be liked. He was looking to win.
Who is the most competitive person that you know besides yourself?
Besides myself?
Doesn't have to be, not necessarily teammate.
Who is the most like athlete
Doesn't even have to be a baseball player, just most competitive person you know, however you define that.
my best friend is very, very competitive at anything that we do. He wants to win and I want to win, and we go at it, whether it's cards, video games, shootouts, whatever. You know, he wants to get in the box real bad. He's one of the most competitive people I know.
How does it usually go? You guys pretty even, or someone have the upper hand?
I ain't gonna lie, man. He beats me when it comes to shootouts. Everything else, I beat him. No doubt about it. I'll beat him. We had some shootouts this off season, and I'd go up. I'd be in the lead, and he'd get hot and he'd just come back. But he's ultra competitive. But then, like, man, who, I'm trying to think of somebody who like would be up there. Like, Wayno's ultra competitive when it comes to, you know, he's a competitor.
Yeah, I was talking to him about that once, and he said, like, yeah, you know, like, I try to teach that to my daughters, and, you know, we'll race to the car. I'm like, oh, so you let him win? He's like, shoot, no, maybe the youngest one. He's like, you got to teach him. I'm like, all right,
It,
man.
yeah, it's funny because there's certain things I just won't like. But I'd say this: people know when I'm like really going. Like, I may just kind of go into something, be like, all right, you know, whatever. But then, like, you want to say something about it, I'd be like, all right, if you really want to see, like, you think that was the best, like, okay, let's go. And if you feel upset after I whoop you, like, then I'm not sorry about it. You asked for it. I may have given you, like, you know, just a ha maybe not like full on effort right away, because I'd be like, I know, like, I know. But then if you want to talk about it, like, you're gonna see, and it's just gonna, it's that's just now you're gonna bring it out. It's not that I'm not competitive in everything I do. I just, there's certain things that be like, you know, like, we'll just mess around, we'll have some fun. All right, but then if you want to start talking smack, you better be prepared to run it back and understand that we're gonna go, whatever it is. Actually, okay. Now that there's two people, there's three people that I know that are, one of them, family friend Kenny Lofton, incredibly competitive. Every day he's like, let me come get in the box, you know,
Just
like,
one of the greatest athletes ever, too. Not
yeah,
fair.
he wants to he him. This my guy, Arden Papps, who's a catcher with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He honestly, like, was the dude I got to Harvard Westlake, and I'd known him. We grew up, we played little league and travel ball together. I got to Harvard Westlake, and he was the dude outworking everybody. He was there, like, before practice, before games, after games, was go from practice out, you know, 25, 30 minutes away to go work out at the gym we worked out at, and then we'd go home and we'd do that every day. And you're just like, what is, what? And you're like, what
Yeah.
do you, what?
That's like
And
eye-opening in high school, man. Yeah.
unbelievable. And he is one of those guys that like, I started to get that from my other buddy of mine, dude, John Thomas, who plays baseball at USC. He thinks he's the best at everything. We go back and forth, like, and then we go back and forth at anything. And then one other guy who I hooped with growing up, Andre Spite. He's playing basketball overseas right now, and that we used to go when we grew up playing basketball together, and we used to go at it with each other. And he was the guy, and I was very, very quiet. I was very, I still am when it comes to certain things. It was very quiet. But Dre was always the best. And he was always the best between the whole team. But I can remember there'd be a couple of days where we'd run King's Court and like I wasn't getting off. I was not scoring. I wasn't going to give up a bucket. But then there was a couple times where it always felt like him and I were matched up in practice and we'd go at it and he could talk. Yeah. He could talk and he was a dog and he was competitive and we were going at it. He blocked my shot and he got in my face and I was upset. But going at it with him like really is where like how I think when it comes to baseball, like I don't do it the way it's done. Like I go back to like me growing up playing basketball with these guys and the way that they were competitive and how he went at it with me and how he went at it with the other team and taking that from him. And I just remember like going at it in practice and like he kept scoring on me one day and he wouldn't shut up and he kept giving it to me. And then I went up, I got a couple, and then he blocked my shot and got in my face, and I kicked the ball like across. We were out. We had practice. So we used to practice outside, and I kicked the ball like across this yard, and our coach made me go get it. And he just kept talking to me the whole time, and I like had to go run, get it, do push-ups. But Dre is he was always the best. He was always the best. And
yeah,
you know, I think he deserves a shot in the league. Cause God knows how to score, but that was one of the guys that like, he got it.
You know how some of your best friends, you just get the angriest with to the point where I know exactly what you're saying. Kicking that ball, you get so angry. Sometimes you can, you know what I'm saying? You can almost like taste it in your mouth. You know, it's like everything's like boiling up. You're just so angry. I remember, you know, getting in fights at practices, or I remember at football practice once, just like, you know, getting so mad at one of my best friends, beating the hell out of each other and just riding home on my bike so angry. But that only happens with your best friends, you know?
Yeah, it was, we used to go out. Some, like my boys, they're some of the most competitive people that I know. And anything that goes on, like it's, we're going at it. My brother's really. He hates.
I was gonna say, who's the best gamer? Who's the best 2K player in the Flaherty household? Who holds the crown?
Me, and he knows it. He hates it. He hates 2K. First, he hates it.
Okay.
He
doesn't like. How about the show?
I want to say him, but we've gone like because he plays all the time. I don't play it. I don't think I'm very good. But when we go at it, like it's been even when we played it, the very start of quarantine, we were playing all the time. We haven't played a lot recently, but I'm still going to take myself. Like if I'm going up against him, like I'm going to play to win, but he legit hates losing. I hate losing. He hates losing.
Does he just like storm out of the room and won't talk to you for like an hour?
You can see him get pissed and frustrated. He does not get it. Is hard to rattle my brother. Like it is really hard to rattle him. He's as easygoing as they come. When he loses, oh man.
You know how exactly to push his buttons or exactly the one thing to say that's just going to make him fly off the handle.
Yeah, I try to, you know, keep it cool and keep the relationship, keep it nice, but there's sometimes he gets, he's always been that way though. He's the best, but everybody feel like I'm around is super, everybody competes.
We used to play Ken Griffey Jr. baseball on Nintendo 64. And one of my brothers loved Griffey so much. And at the beginning, he'd be like, "Hi, I'm Ken Griffey Jr. This is Ken Griffey Jr. baseball." And I'd just be like, "And I suck." And he'd get so mad, he'd throw, and I love Ken Griffey Jr., but just, he would, "No, he doesn't!" And he'd just throw the controller and storm out. "I'm Ken Griffey Jr., and Will sucks at Ken Griffey Jr. baseball."
Oh, my gosh.
So mad. Yeah. Those are the best, though, man. Well, I appreciate you killing some quarantine time with me. Let me throw a couple quick hitters at you. I don't want to keep you all day, but
I know you got some. I'll keep chilling. You have some quick hitters.
You know I got some. You know I got some. Okay. How's your brain feeling? Because you never want to know any of these beforehand. So I'm going to put you to the test right now.
All right. I'm going to do this all off the top.
You might need like a pen and paper.
Really? Ah, nope.
Okay. NBA 5. One guy from the 80s, one from the 90s, one from the 2000s, one from the 10s, one from right now. You're 5. We're each going to take our 5, but you got to have one guy from each decade.
80s,
90s, 1000s, 10s, okay. And right now.
So it's funny because we did something like this. Like my buddy and I, when we play 2K, we do this. Like we create, like, all right, you got to pick one.
I saw you do the decades team, yeah.
Yeah. So are we talking like they just had to have played in that time?
So like
– or their peak.
Okay. Okay. So you get the version of that guy. So like
– Okay.
If you said 2000s Michael Jordan, you're getting Wizards Jordan. You're not getting 80s or 90s Jordan.
I say less. Okay. So
– Say less. Well, yeah. Ask less. 90. It's been so fun to watch that Jordan doc, all the random 90s NBA players that I forgot about. And Jordan somehow hates all of their guts. Like, who hates Dan Marley?
Hates him. He hates everything.
Who hates Dan Marley? He hates
What is this 5? Is this 5 to just the best, my best 5, my 5?
So you didn't want to know anymore.
In a 7-game series. Well, I got it's, that, but...
Okay.
I need to know if I need dogs.
Fair
or
question.
Like,
fair question.
Because 7-game series, I need. I'm taking.
This is just.
Just your 5 for a season.
For the course of a season and a postseason, your best team. I mean, we could do a 6th player from any decade, and then you could get your bench guy, your dog, your.
Oh, that I know who my bench guy is. That's easy.
Okay. Well, then we'll do an extra. And so your 6th guy can be from any decade.
Is that what it's going to be? But who's my...
Can't be all guards, baby.
There's a bunch of different ways to go. I'm like just trying to decide which version I want to go with.
I love it. I love it. Let's see.
All right. I mean, I'll off the top.
Gosh.
I think that would be so disrespectful of me if I did that.
Uh-oh.
So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be... All right. 80s Kareem.
80s Kareem?
Right? I got that right?
Yeah. I just... No. I'm repeating them and writing them down.
Yeah. 80s Kareem. 90s right. MJ. 2000s Kobe. 2010 Braun. And I see though, but that's where it's.
Well, you could play small and play like Bron and Kareem. So then, are you going to go point guard? So you're thinking now: do you go true point guard or true center, or do you go swing?
Well, no. So I have to correct myself now because technically KD has the Achilles.
But we'll. I mean, okay, that's fair, but we'll say
that was my
get him. You get him moving forward, okay?
Actually, or he could. You know what? I don't even have to pick KD. Like 20s, okay. It just we're gonna be long. I don't have a true point guard. I got Bron as my point forward, so we go Kareem. Kareem at the 5. Giannis at the 4.
Oh,
Bron at the 3. Kobe and MJ running the 2-1. MJ could run the point. One year MJ ran the point, he went 32-8-8. We're going to figure it out. That is my 5, and my 6th man is AI.
That's a dog. Virginia Beach, baby. You got dogs.
That's my 5.
Okay.
I could have gone a bunch of different ways. But I feel like people would have felt like...
Your team's no joke.
People would have been felt like I would have been hating on Braun if I went... if I went another direction.
Yeah, I thought about
a lot of options.
Yeah, the 2010s. There's some only unbelievable point guards too in the 2010s.
There was only two options for me for the 90s and 2000s. I mean, there's a lot of other options I could have gone with. If I could give you my favorite players from every, but
no, I get what you're saying. Okay, so check this out. I'm gonna go. Man, I don't want to pick all the same guys as you though. So that means I'm gonna get rid of Giannis. And in the 20s, right now, I will plug in. Gosh, I don't know if I can do that. Okay. 80s, my point guard is Magic.
Okay. I almost went there.
Jordan is my 90s. 2000s, Shaq.
I can't argue with that. Most dominant force ever outside of Wilt.
2000 Shaq. God. I had LeBron as the 2010s. I'd love to be a little more inventive, but how about this? How about this? I can't take LeBron off. I can't. All right, Bron 2010s, and then my 20s. Is going to be
interesting. There's a lot of ways to go right now.
Kawhi.
Okay.
And I'm just going long perimeter.
Who's your sixth man?
And then my sixth man. And I'm going to come in and just. God. You can't go two centers, right?
I mean, sixth man, you can do whatever you want.
That's
your sixth man.
You know what? I'm going 80s Bird as my sixth man.
There's worse answers out there. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of names. If I was to do another one,
I'm going to think more about this. Yeah, or if we may have to go back and forth on text and do a draft, so we have no duplicates, and then we'll put it up.
See, but I could continue to dig into this. Like, if I was to pick, like, all right, my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Favorites from, like, though, it would be, I think, when was Oscar's main?
70s.
Who would be, like, eight? I have to think about the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, you could go Isaiah point guard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
easy.
Yeah. Isaiah. It's
just, I think everyone right now, everyone just hates Isaiah's guts right now. Poor Isaiah. He's such a good sport too. He's doing the documentary.
My favorites outside of using MJ and Kobe, I would go Isaiah. Like, just favorite players during the. Oh man. But see, that's not really building a team. Like, I want to, like, Gilbert Arenas was. Well, arguably one of my favorite players of the 2000s. Gilbert, like, I could go all, but they all be small.
Throw them up, baby.
Gilbert, Russ would find a way in there for the 2010s.
You could go 2010s. There are so many guys. You could throw in like a Steve Nash in there.
Not in the 2010s. Steve was a 2000s guy.
Oh, 2000s. What about 2000s? You could go like, if you did it right, you could go like peak Dwight Howard and cause some. Damn 2010s. Problems.
Yeah. So I was – that is where I was – so in my head I was – but I would have gotten some about hating on Braun. I was thinking Magic in the 80s, MJ, Kobe, Dwight – like two prime Dwight Howard in that point, and then like a Giannis or – a Clay, a Kawhi.
Yeah, I was thinking about Clay or Steph just lights out.
Clay's a – yeah, Steph. I tried to figure out Steph in there. There's a lot. I mean, I could do a draft. I could draft that all day.
Big shot Bob's guy, Hakeem. Man. All right, we're going to have to do a draft. We'll go back and forth and have some time to think about it, and then we'll release the results. I've got one more pick four for you. You can only listen all season, if there is a season. You can only listen to four, and the genre is hip-hop. You've been putting on Instagram some great albums. You've got...
I can only listen to
My Juice is Flowing. You can only listen to four albums all year.
Oh, four albums all year.
Four albums all year. And like, you know, no mix and match. This is like the actual album.
not an all time.
Not a greatest hits. Yeah,
you not a go, not a Jay-Z's greatest hits.
Yeah, you can't go one of the 98 Jay-Z greatest hit releases.
That's all.
Four or five. Yeah, I had a lot of Jay-Z, and I had a lot of Jay-Z Kanye overlap. I'll give you five if you want it, but give me your four or five. Right off the bat, my first two, I've got to have Watch the Throne, and I've got to have My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Those are my first two, and then I fill in from there. Do you have any that are no doubters?
Yeah, but I'm going to give you my four once I, like, just thinking about the music I listen to and, like, as the game, like, to get ready for a game and whatnot.
Oh, well, I guess that, okay, well, we can say.
So it changed, but, like, I have to have those four, like, okay, what I can listen to during the year, and then, like, I got to make sure that my stuff is in there where I'm, like, ready
well,
for a
we'll
game.
Well, we'll say you're still allowed to listen. Well,
no,
I'm not going to say anything.
I'm shortening it to the four. Like,
gotta have your Wiz Friday.
Wow. See, you just I have to have a Wiz Khalifa in there. Damn.
Maybe you can get him featured on somewhere. If you need Drake, I can just spit you a couple bars in the clubhouse.
No. And see, Drake doesn't make the list.
Yeah, of course.
Gosh,
there's so many. And then, like, if you're like, then I started thinking about, like, all right, if I have, do I want to go watch The Throne? If I have watched The Throne, then am I going to use another one on a full Jay-Z album? And then there are some that just, some groups or artists that it's hard to narrow down and pick one.
Oh, no. man. Okay.
Do you listen to the same thing every start day?
I mix it up every year, but...
But then all season, same thing?
Yeah. I'll probably mix it up as, like, throughout the year of, like, different things.
Do you have your... Do you have the one from that you ended last year with on your phone right there?
I'm looking at it on my computer, like, right now.
All right. Hit me. What you get?
What do you want to...
I just want to know the songs that are on there.
Like, my... Yeah. I mean, I have my day stuff. And then I have my, like, all right, it's stretch time in the clubhouse. It's time to go. But it actually needs to be adjusted because a couple of these are.
All right, give me kind of the, let's say we're getting going. Walk me through the day.
You got the song Under the Sun by J. Cole. It's part of Dreamville called Under the Sun. Then you've got All That by The Game. Different stuff that works for me. Ooh, I actually might pick that. You've got this one actually needs to get taken out. I didn't like the way it flowed with it, but I had Goosebumps by Travis Scott. It didn't flow with the rest of it. And then I have these ones pretty much stay, honestly. These last one, two, three, four, five, six.
Okay.
What More Can I Say by Jay-Z?
Great album, Black Album.
Which is like, I'm like, no, I might take the Black Album. My first answer was Blueprint. And I'm like, well, Black Album.
Then I thought Blueprint 2. Then I thought Black Album.
So, and then you have Thug's Mansion by Pac. Dreams and Nightmares by Meek Mill. Then you throw a different, you go Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. Then this song called Too Hottie by Migos. And then you have a song called Do What I Want by Lil Uzi. That's the last one I listened to. But if I had, okay. Travis Scott, Birds in the Trap, Bert, was freaking, I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, Birds in the Trap, yeah, that one for sure. With Jay? Okay, and then Kendrick, Good Kid, Mad City.
Great album. Such a good.
Jay-Z, I want to say the Blueprint. I want to say that over,
Over American Gangster?
for me, for me.
That was a joke.
Like the Black Album, Reasonable
I know,
Doubt.
man. Reasonable Doubt. Blueprint, Blueprint 2. Oh. Oh man.
I might take the I'm taking the first, so I
Black
put
Album is
like
just.
the Blueprint was my one, like I'm not skipping anything on it, but in
Yeah.
regards to songs I like would
I got that
give
way
it
to the Black Album.
I got a little bit more ready to go would be the Black Album. That's three. Dude, Roddy Ricch's album from this year might like make the list, but if I really got to think about this, is like for the year.
Yes.
So those things cover my
Including
those,
quarantine.
huh?
Including quarantine.
Those cover my season stuff, and then I have to have a whiz, and I gotta have Chance. So Acid Rap by Chance,
Acid Rap.
and Rolling Papers by Wiz Khalifa. And I'm good to go. I'm done. I'm out.
You just named 19 albums.
Really a lot.
Acid Rap is so good. Can we agree that I love him, but we all know that buddy who has never disliked any album that has ever come out? Like the Last Chance album wasn't good. I understand it was different. I've listened to
Was
it a thousand
different.
times.
I
I
listened
can't
to
get
it
into
all
it.
the time.
I can't get into
There's
it. Like
I mean,
I
I
can
can't get
get
into
into
the
the Last
whole
Kanye
album.
album.
I can't get into
Yeah.
the whole album, but I can get into certain songs on the
There are
album.
certain bangers, but it was a little disappointing.
Well, I mean, it wasn't his best. I mean, when you compare it to his best
He was
work,
doing
it's
a different thing. He was doing a different thing. Chance 3 was so good too. And I mean, come on. Okay, I'm going Watch a Throne, Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I want an Outkast album.
oof.
You know what? I might go Speaker Box Love Below.
Okay.
And then, I don't know. And then Chronic 2001. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So you switch it up during the season.
Yeah, I switched it up. I gotta go through this right now. I mean, not right now, but I gotta go through this before we, hopefully
Oh
start
yeah,
up
when
again.
are you playing baseball, Jack?
Great question. I gotta switch up some of these because it wasn't flowing during spring, and I gotta make it work. Some of these songs gotta go out, and I gotta make adjustments. You make adjustments as you go. You know when it flows, and you know when it's like, eh, that song could be better for that moment.
Yeah, I'm gonna
That's
shoot you my I'm gonna shoot you my pregame hype playlist before I do the pregame show.
You gotta have it.
Gotta have one. I mean, you could like brand that. We were talking about branding earlier. Listen to what Jack Flaherty's listening to.
Normally that stuff's secret. I don't know what I'm gonna change this stuff to, but I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna find the songs that are gonna work. But I can't do it for like a whole year. I always switch it up, and I
Yeah.
can't do it like the same one year to the
Yeah.
next. Certain songs will stay, but
Gets to the
instead
it gets it gets to the point where on any playlist or any album that you're listening to a ton or any playlist, once you get to the song that you're consistently like skipping through, it's time to freshen up.
yeah.
Well, you should throw the 2011 Cardinals podcast on Apple iTunes on your playlist. Even when there's nothing going on right now, do you have a new, I don't want to say that you guys ever take what you do day to day for granted, but Does anything right now about the season, about the day-to-day, about interacting with fans, about stuff that maybe you used to look at as mundane or this, you know, routine, do you appreciate any of that more now?
I mean, the game itself, the, you know, the flights, get in at 3 a.m., yeah, going to go work out the next morning, you know, the
getting to go to meals with teammates,
play a game until 3 a.m. and have a 12 o'clock game the next day, like we did in Arizona. That, those are the stuff you like. You, I mean, like even a situation like that, you're like, well,
your anything, damn regulars played anything, every inning of that game.
Yep, it's crazy. So anything about the game, miss it all. Fans playing, being around the guys, all of it.
Well, you're the best. Thanks for doing this, man. We'll see you in St. Louis soon, but. Until then, enjoy those brownies and cookies.
Not too many.
Flair, and work on the playlist, and we're going to do a draft of our decade guys.
All right. Sounds good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.